弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
今年的奥运会啊，奖牌得主很多的国家是美国，还有中国。
In the Olympic this year, many of the medalists are from United States, and many are from China as well.
所以身为这个在美国的华人呢，我们都一样感到非常的荣幸。
As an Asian person in United States, we feel very fortunate.
我们大家都记得在好几年前呢，苏联那个时候没有分裂的时候，也得很多的奖牌。
We remember many years ago, before the Soviet Union break apart, they also won many medals.
那他们分裂之后呢，人才减少了。
And after they have been divided, the talents are no longer there.
我们看到中国大陆在国际舞台越来越扮演重要的角色，因为它里面的人才的确是很多。
And in an international stage, more and more often do we see the participation of the Chinese people because the talents are increasing.
那由这个事件，我们知道一个国家的兴盛。跟里面的人有很大的关系。
So from these observations, we can identify the prosperity of a country has to do with the talents that it is able to retain.
圣经上讲一个君王的荣耀在乎民多。
The Bible say the number of the citizens will portray the glory of the king.
那谋士多所谋的就会成就。
And if he has many people helping him, then whatever he think that he should do will be successful.
在历史以来呢，大卫这个国家它是相当强盛的。
In historically speaking, the kingdom of David is very powerful.
神应许，他应许之地原来是从耶和拉底河到埃及小河。
The promised land from the Lord is from the river of Euphrates until the
Egyptian River.
那
直到大卫时代才达到这样一个国土。
And this promise was realized during the time of David's reign.
我们知道一棵树木没有办法成为一个森林，一个人没有办法能够把整个使命给完成。
We know one tree cannot be a forest, and one man cannot complete the mission.
我们就注意到这个大卫这个国家很多的勇士。
And we identify that David had many mighty warriors.
我们看历代志上的十二章。
Let us take a look at First Chronicle chapter 12.
历代志上十二章第二节。
First Chronicle chapter 12 verse 2.
历代志上十二章第二节。
First Chronicle chapter 12 verse 2.
这边记载大卫在洗格拉的时候呢，有些人来投靠他。
Here, David, when he was in Ziklag, many people came to him.
第二节说他们是善于拉弓的，能左右两手甩石射箭。
And verse 2 say they were armed with bows and were able to shoot arrows or sling stone right-handed or left-handed.
这个很厉害哈，这个左右可以开弓啊。
So they are very skillful.
我们来看第八节。
Verse 8.
加德支派中有人到旷野的山寨投奔大卫，都是大能的勇士，请读。
Now some Gadites defected to David at his stronghold in the desert. They were brave warriors.
那能拿盾牌和枪的战士，他们的面貌好像狮子，快跑如山上的鹿。
Ready for battle and able to handle the shield and spear, their faces were the face of lions, and they were as swift as gazelles in the mountains.
读到这边觉得很有趣啊，那个潘多拉里面的勇士都跟这里长得一样。
So here we read this, this passage is very interesting because these warriors just look like the warriors in Pandora.
我们看十五节。
Let's take a look at verse 15.
正月约旦河水涨过两岸的时候，他们过河使一切住平原的人东奔西逃。
It was they who crossed the Jordan in the first month when it was overflowing all its banks, and they put to fight everyone living in the valleys to the east and to the west.
哇，这个好像你拿猎枪在赶一群动物一样，大家都乱跑，因为这些人太厉害。
Because these people are so powerful, it's like chasing, they're chasing after animals.
那这些人不只是有勇力他们的心是跟大卫心心相契的。
Not only are they mighty warriors, their heart is united with David.
所以十六节有一些便雅悯人来投靠 大卫啊。
So verse 16, we can see some Benjamites came to David.
这是前往扫罗族里面的族人哦。
These are the from the tribe of the previous king, King Saul.
我们看十七节哦，大卫出去迎接他们，对他们说：“你们若是和和平平的来帮助我，我心就与你们相契。”你们若是将我这无罪的人卖在敌人手里，愿我们列祖的神查看责罚。我大卫就先说好，你们是不是来找我麻烦的呢？帮助扫罗的，还是真心帮助我的呢
？So David went out to tell them, and he said it first. He said, "Are you here to look for trouble? Are you here to help Saul, or are you here to help me?"
你看十八节哦，神的灵感动这些人这样说了。
So verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord.Moved them and they said,
那三十个勇士的首领呢亚玛撒他就说大卫啊我们是归你的耶西的儿子啊我们是帮助你的愿你平平安安愿帮助你的也都平安因为你的神帮助你大卫就收留他们立他们做军长你看哦啊、大卫这些军长呢都有神灵感动啊那真的到最后跟大卫的心是相契的
So the mighty warriors of David were moved by the spirit and they were able to unite with David in one heart
我们看二十一节
Verse 21.
这些人帮助大卫攻击群贼，他们都是大能的勇士，且做军长。
They helped David against raiding bands. For all of them were brave warriors, and they were commanders in his army.
22节
Verse 22.
那时天天有人来帮助大卫，以致成了大军，如同神的军队一样。
Day after day, men came to help David until he had a great army, like the army of God.
所以大卫国家的强盛跟他的勇士有绝对的关系。
So the prosperity of the kingdom of David has to do with its mighty warriors.
今天我们喜乐都教会的兴旺跟我们在座的勇士我们弟兄姐妹啊这些啊 core member 哦这些核心的人物核心的勇士我们今天坐在这里的有绝对的关系。
The prosperity today of Cerritos Church have to do withThe mighty warriors of Cerritos, the core members that is sitting here today.
如果我们大家都能够成为神国的勇士
If we can become the mighty warrior of the house of God,
你会看到我们的教会啊，很快啊，就能够兴旺起来，兴旺起来，而且扩展得很快。
Then very quickly you will see the prosperity of our church and we will be able to extend far and wide.
所以我们来谈一谈大卫啊，勇士的一些特色，让我们一起来跟他们学习。
So let us discuss and observe some of the characteristics of these mighty warriors that we may learn from them.
勇士当中呢，大概可以归纳成三种特色。
So these mighty warriors, they have three main characteristics.
第一就是他们很有能力。
First, they are very capable.
第二，他们很有毅力。
Second, they persevere.
第三，他们很有爱心。
Thirdly, they have love.
我们来看撒母耳记下的二十三章，我们把红线加在撒母耳记下二十三章。
Let's turn to Samuel chapter 2 Samuel chapter 23, where we will leave our bookmark.
这边在记载大卫的三十七个勇士啊。
Here records the 37 mighty warriors of David.
那这里总共有三组人呢，第一组三个人，第二组三个人呢，第三组有三十一个人。
And there are three batches. 第一组
有三个人哈，前。
There are three, and the first batch.
那这些人呢，我们看到第一组、第二组的第一名呢，或是第二名呢，都在形容他们很有能力啊。这些勇士很有能力啊。
So when we see how the mighty warrior is being described, they are full of capabilities.
我们来看二十三章的第八节，撒母耳记下二十三章第八节。
Second Samuel 23 verse 8.
二十三章第八节。
Verse 8.
二十三章第八节，大卫勇士的名字记在下面：他格门人耶色巴设，又称为伊斯尼人亚底挠，他是军长的统领，一时击杀八百人。这是第一组的第一名冠军啊、哦、
This is a champion of the first group.
他说他一时可以击杀八百人啊。
He raises spear against 800 men.
这个很难想象、哦、
in one encounter. It is very difficult to imagine.
不晓得他是有降龙十八掌呢还是有这个吸星大华。
Does he have some kind of a Chinese Kung Fu that was very powerful?
不然怎么有一下子可以杀死八百个人呢
Then how come he can kill 800 men in one encounter?
要想想，可能跟参孙比较像。
So think about it, he's very similar to Samson.
那个参孙哦，一支离腮骨哦，一时之间可以杀死一千个人。
Samson killed 1,000 with a jawbone of a donkey.
那这个是神的灵大大的感动他，让他有一种比较像，好像超越人的一种运动细胞哦，一种很大的能力啊， 可以一时之间呢杀了很多人呢。
And he was able to do that because the Spirit of God was with him, that he can do this kind of work that seems supernatural.
那第二组的第一名也是在形容他的能力。
And then the second group, the first person of the second group also this.We also see a description of his power.
我们来看十八节、十九节。
Verse 18 and 19.
西路亚的儿子约押的兄弟亚比塞，这是这三个勇士的首领。他举枪杀了300人，就在三个勇士里得名。十九节。
19.
他在三个勇士里是最尊贵的，所以做他们的首领，只是不及前面三个勇士。啊，请读。
Abishai, the brother of Joab, son of Zeruiah, was chief of the three. He raised his spear against 300 men whom he killed, and so he became as famous as the three. Was he not held in greater honor than the three? He became their commander, even though he was not included among them.
这个人常常跟随在大卫旁边呢。
This person was always at the side of David.
哦，真的是很有勇力哦，一时也可以杀死三百个人。
So he was very brave and very strong. He could kill 300 at the same time.
那第二组的第二名呢？这是一个少年呐、啊，少啊，英雄出少年了、啊。
And the second person in the second group is only a youth.
那这个叫比拿雅。
And his name was Benaiah.
如果我们看圣经啊，你知道比拿雅后来在所罗门王时代呢，他是做当时的将军啊，一个军长的统领。
Actually, this Benaiah, he was a leader in Solomon's time.
那所以他在大卫的时代应该是相当年轻啊。
So he was a general in the Solomon's time. So at the time of David, when David was king, he must have been very young.
他做了什么事情呢
？What has he done?
我们来读二十节哈。
Now let's take a look at verse 20.
有假薛勇士耶和耶大的儿子比拿雅行过大能的事啊，这边谈到他行过大能的事。
Now Benaiah son of Jehoiada was a valiant fighter who performed great exploits.
他杀了摩押人亚利伊勒的两个儿子，又在下雪的时候下坑去杀了一头狮子。哇，这个很厉害哦。
He struck down two of Moab's best men. He also went down into a pit on a snowy day and killed a lion.
哎，他自己下去呢，那个狮子他不怕，就这样子、啊、下去杀他。
He was not afraid of the lion, so he went down to kill the lion.
我们看二十一节，又杀了一个强壮的埃及人，埃及人手里拿着枪，比拿雅只拿着棍下去，从埃及人手中夺过枪来，用枪杀死他。
And he struck down a huge Egyptian. Although the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, Benaiah went against him with a club. He snatched the spear from the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear.
这个真的很厉害，以枪以棍对枪啊，
was,
以短棍对长枪啊。
He was very skillful. He was even able to defeat.The spear with a club.
真的呢，有的人真的有练过，不太一样。
So some people who is well trained, they demonstrate themselves differently.
我可能跟大家分享过，我们那个土库教会的叶健呢，后来成为弟兄，本来是大流氓。
I may have shared with you the one of the church in Taiwan. He later became our member, but he was a gangster before.
我们以前说过啊，他这个搭火车都不买车票的。
And we have shared before, when he used to take the train, he never had to purchase the ticket.
他都等火车快要开啊，才跳过栅栏，然后就去追火车这样子。
He waited until the train started to move, then he all of a sudden jumped over the fence and catch the train.
有一次日本警察很不高兴，一直哔哔哔啊，一直骂他。
One time there was a Japanese policeman was very angry at him and blow the whistle on him and swear at him.
这是神学院的讲员跟我们讲的。后来这个叶剑又从火车跳下来。
So this Mr. Ye jumped off from the train.
日本警察武士刀就拿出来要砍他了。
So this Japanese policeman took out the sword wanting to slice him.
那个叶剑哦，他是外套拿起来，这样两下就把他刀撂倒了啦，把他刀拿起来了。
And this Mr. Ye, he just take off his jacket and swing at the policeman to defeat him.
后来听说他被关了哈。
And later on, he was in prison.
他那个传道说，你知道他怎么越狱的吗？他们是同一个故乡的，那个传道跟叶剑是同故乡的。
The TTP instructor told us, and he asked us, "Did you know how he escaped from the prison?"
他说在监牢里面有一个手帕之类的东西哦，他把它弄湿，然后呢，那个围墙很高，他一跳一勾，那个有重量嘛，那个手巾有水有重量，他一勾借力就过去了。
He used like a towel, a napkin actually,
and napkin 啊 ，napkin handkerchief 啦。
handkerchief.
Napkin 大概很湿，大概没办法，当时没有 napkin.
Okay, so actually he used a handkerchief, and he wet the handkerchief with water, so he has some weight, and he was able to swing the handkerchief onto the wall, the fence, and he was able to leap over it with the handkerchief.
所以真的有的人啊，真的很有能力啊，是勇士啊，很有运动细胞啦。
So some people they are really athletic, they are mighty warriors.
可是我们在想新约时代哦，在神国里面有很多的勇士哦。
And we also think about the New Testament time. In the kingdom of God, there are also found many mighty warriors.
你看彼得一场讲道三千个人受洗，这不是勇士吗？
In one sermon, 3,000 men came to believe in the Lord. After 3,000 men were baptized after Peter's sermon. Isn't he a warrior?
你看那个外面的人怎么形容保罗的？说这个人哦，到哪里这个城市就整个 upside down 了啦，是颠覆这个天下的人，鼓动天下，颠覆天下的人。
And how did people this?Talk about Paul. Wherever Paul went, he upside down the city.
他为神的国建立很多的教会。
He has established many churches for the kingdom of God.
那我们不要说新约，我们说我们真耶稣教会的近代史。
Not talking about the New Testament. Let's move on to the recent history of True Jesus.
因为有的还活着，我们不便讲名字。真的，小弟仔细观察，有些同工哦，老一辈的。到哪里教会就建设到哪里、啊。
So some of them are still alive, so I will not mention their name, but I have observed some of the senior workers, wherever they went, the church are established.
那很奇妙的是你与他们同工哦，他们做工非常有果效。
Very miraculously, the Holy Spirit worked with them, so their work was very effective.
有些工人见证在书里面写，在某个地方几开灵会，一百多个人在那一次得到圣灵了。
And some of the workers, they wrote in their testimony, one time an evangelical service, over 100 people received the Holy Spirit.
所以真的，我们真耶稣教会，我们的教会里面啊，其实历代以来，圣经里面，教会里面充满了神国的勇士。
So indeed, in the true Jesus Church, throughout these generations, there are many mighty warriors of the kingdom of God.
那诸位，我们怎么样能够成为神国的勇士呢？
So dear brothers and sisters, how can we become this mighty warrior?
你看哦，那个林书豪啊，他后来打球这么厉害。
If you take a look at Jeremy Lin, later on he was able to play basketball really well.
他在暗中里面啊，你说那个报纸说他练那个投篮，一次要投1000个以上啊。
The newspaper records when in secret he practiced how to shoot the ball 1,000 times at least at a time.
那其实人家说哦，在好几年前他就有那个技能，但是他那个 body 没有 build up 哦，他那个很瘦小，所以他就这几年来他就是暗中啊，都在把他的身体把他健壮起来哦。
So actually, people say a few years ago, he already has the skill, but he was not strong enough, not well built enough. So over these years, he really trained up his body.
那我们要做神国的勇士，就要在暗中过隐藏的生活，过灵修，训练自己灵性的生活。
So if we want to be the mighty warrior of the kingdom of God, we have to spiritually cultivate ourselves in the secret.
你看以利亚可以在加密山上求火，火就从天降下来。
If we take prophet Elijah, he was able to call up to fire, and the fire came down on Mount Carmel.
为什么他这么有能力呢？
Why is he so powerful?
如果没有经过基利西旁暗中的隐藏，
If not for the time when he hid beside the river of Corinth,
那是信心的训练。
That is the time where he trained up his faith.
如果没有在撒勒瓦寡妇家那几年的那种圣洁的训练，
If he had not gone through the few years of training of holiness in the widow of the Seraph's house,
你想他在众人面前有办法把火从天上下来吗？求下来吗？
If he didn't go through this training, was he able to call down fire in front of other people?
感谢主，我们喜乐度教会有很多祷告的人哦。
Thank the Lord in Cerritos Church. I see many people who really have a prayerful life.
我们一定要继续啊，过着祷告的生活，过着灵修的生活。
We need to continue to live this life of prayer and of our spiritual cultivation.
你就会知道啊，我们的教会啊，因为这些祷告的力量，有很多神格的勇士呢，在我们这边啊产生出来。
So after much prayer in our church, there will be many.Mighty warriors.
我们看这个勇士的第二个特色，就是他们的毅力。
Take a look at the second characteristic. They are able to persevere.
我们看撒母耳记下22章。
2 Samuel chapter 22.
这是第一组的第二名啊，亚军啊。
This is the second warrior from the first group.
第9节第10节。
Verse 9 and 10.
23章第9节第10节。
23 verse 9 and 10.
其实是亚和人朵多的儿子以利亚撒，从前非利士人聚集要打仗，以色列人冒着上去，有跟随大卫的三个勇士向非利士人骂阵。 其中有以利亚撒第10节，他起来击杀非利士人，直到手臂皮滑，手连住刀把。那日主使以色列大获全胜，众民在以利亚撒后头，专夺财物。请读第10节。
Verse 10, but he stood his ground and struck down the Philistine till his hand grew tired and frozen to the sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day. The troops returned to Eleazar, but only to strip the dead.
哇，这个战争到哦，这个手可以连住刀把。He
fight until the hand is frozen to the sword.
他已经很累了，可是他继续还是打下去啊。He
was so tired, but he continued to fight.
请问哦，什么情况之下手会连住刀把？Let
me ask you, under what kind of circumstances would the hand be stuck to the sword?
上个月小弟到一个国外的地方，住在一个同龄家，因为那里没有教会哦。
Last month, I went abroad to live in a member's house. At that place, there is no chapel.
那我看他有种菜,
So I saw that he planted some vegetable in his yard.
那下午刚有一段时间，我说我帮你来锄地翻土啊，所以我就锄头拿着，那就刚帮他翻土啊。So
in the afternoon, I say I have some time, so I can work on the field for you. So I take a hoe.
那个锄头啊 ，ax 不是锄头啊，哎，那个。 没有大概一个小时，我的手就起泡泡了。So
I only work for about maybe an hour, and then my hands start to swell up.
你想看那个手起泡泡，你继续工作，那个泡泡就把那个锄头把就会粘住了。Now
if you continue to work when your hand is swallowed up and burst, then your hand will be stuck to whatever you're holding.
拉violin的人，他的手是很粗的，所以平常刀拿惯的，应该他的手应该是。 那个皮应该也蛮粗的，你要到让它有能够起泡泡哈，那不晓得打多久，多累才会起泡泡呢。
So those people who are experienced fighters, their hand usually is very, the skin is very thick. For them to get a swallow up, they must have been fighting for a very long time.
可是已经打这么久了，敌人没杀完，我就是不放弃，连住了。再来就是什么，剑到手到了，这个。 手到，这个剑到心到，心剑合一了，就是这样打。So
they've been fighting for a long time, but still enemy are coming. But he just continued to fight until the end.
这就是毅力，哦。This
is perseverance.
什么叫做毅力
？What is perseverance?
毅力应该就是一个人愿意突破肉体的极限呢。 无论怎么样，要达成他的使命。So
perseverance is a man when he is willing to surpass his own capabilities. No matter what happened, he will fulfill his duty.
再累，甚至会死，他都不会放弃自己的目标。
No matter how tired is, and it's possible that he may die, he still does not give up.
如果你往前翻哦，这个亚比塞有一个弟弟啊，叫做亚撒黑啊。
Actually, this Abishai, he has a brother who's called Asahi.
那这个人呢，圣经上记载，他的脚跑步也是跟鹿一样快。And
this younger brother of his run really fast like a deer.
那有一次啊，他要追杀一个大将军叫做亚尼尔。One
time he is to run after a general Abner.
亚尼尔就边跑就跟他讲说，你不要找我嘛，你那随便阿兵哥哦，撂倒几个哦，你不要让我杀你，我杀了你，我怎么跟你哥哥约押交代呢？
And Abner say, do not chase after me. Just go find somebody else. If I don't want to kill you, if I kill you, how can I? I have no face to see your brother anymore.
可是那个亚撒黑的毅力哦，他就是哦，不偏左不偏右，直追啊，亚尼尔啊。But
this Asahi, yes, he continued to run after Abner, does not turn to the left and not turning to the right.
圣经上记载哦，那个亚尼尔也是厉害啊，他不是用。 枪的前面哦，用枪的盾啊，这样一下，这样一下而已哦。那个冲力可能真的很大。那个圣经讲说，那个枪盾啊，从肚子出去啊，从背出来啊。And
Abner, he was very skillful at fighting as well. What he did was he used the back of the spear where it is not pointy, and he thrust, and it pierced this young man.
那你就问了，这个亚撒黑本身对他的。 目标啊，他就是锲而不舍，一定要有毅力啊，去把它达成了。
But this young warrior, he was going straight for his goal with all the perseverance.
你看主耶稣在世上传福音哦，也非常有毅力啊。
When Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel in the world, he was full of perseverance.
你看钉在十字架上面那么辛苦哦。
When he was nailed on the cross, it was very hard to bear.
人家还笑他，你如果是神的儿子，跳下来吧。
The people beside him ridicule him. If you are indeed the Son of God, you can go down.Jump down.
如果是我，我钉在那边哦，可能已经快要受不了了，真的。
If I am the one that is kneeling on the cross, I would not be able to bear.
显一下神的力量，我跳下来给你看。
I will demonstrate for you the power of God, and I'll jump down.
但是这样就没有办法完成救恩了哦。
But if this were to happen, then the salvation could not be completed.
你看保罗也是一样啊。
It is the same thing with Paul.
明明知道耶路撒冷有捆锁在等着他。
He knew, in front of him in Jerusalem, that awaits him or chains.
但是呢，他觉得这是他该走的路啊。
But he feels this is the path that he must take.
无论怎么样，他就是不放弃啊。
No matter what happens, he will not give up.
我们看《使徒行传》20:23.
Let's take a look at Acts chapter 20:23.
使徒行传二十章二十三节。
Acts 20:23.
二十章二十三节。
Acts 20:23.
这个读了实在是很感人哦，因为这是他那种意志力啊，他对神不变的心呐。
This is very touching every time we read it because we can see his determination.
二十章二十三节、二十四节。
23 and 24.
但知道圣灵在各城向我指出。说有捆锁与患难等待我24节
24.
我却不以性命为念也不看为宝贵只要完成我的路程成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事证明神恩惠的福音请读
23. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me however I consider my life worth nothing to meIf only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
这个我们中文说哈，明知道山上有虎啊，偏偏往虎的山上去了。
There's a Chinese proverb, knowing that there is a tiger on the mountain, but you go straight into the mountain.
他明明知道耶路撒冷真的有好几个跟他讲了，他自己也知道，真的有捆锁在等着他。
So many people has warned him and he himself know that in Jerusalem chains await him but he still goes
但是他说他不以他的性命为念哦
he says I do not consider much about my life
性命对我来讲不是最宝贵的啦
my life worth nothing to me
是要完成主耶稣给神给我给我的职事啊去证明神的福音呢
if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me
这个到底毅力从哪里来哦
so whereDid this determination come from?
这种心智怎么产生的、哦、
This kind of heart and mindset, how does it come about?
我在想、哦、毅力应该是来自对盼望的坚持。
I think this determination comes from the hope that he has.
保罗有个盼望。
Paul has this one hope.
就是要把耶稣的事情把它做好。
That he want to do well the task of Lord Jesus Christ.
再大的困难我都要去做啊。
No matter how difficult it is, I will do it.
你看十字架那么困难哦，为什么主耶稣能够渡过去呢
？If you take a look how difficult it is to bear the cross, how did Jesus able to sustain it?
希伯来书说，因为他看到前面的喜乐。可以坐在天父右边能够得荣耀的喜乐呢，所以他能够十字架的苦难。
The book of Hebrews says, because he saw the joy that was in front of him, the joy of sitting on the right hand side of the Heavenly Father.
弟兄姐妹，你会不会觉得有时候服侍神服侍到手很软、哦、
Dear brother and sister, do you ever feel sometimes we serve God until the point our hands are weak?、
哎、真的好像困难很多，很难继续走下去。
There are many obstacles in front of us, very difficult for us to continue.
那我们呢、啊？对神继续，对神的赏赐，神给我们的荣耀，继续要盼望。
But we need to continue to hope for the glory of Lord Jesus Christ.
小弟跟小朋友讲过一个故事。
One time I tell children this story.
我说大那个动物啊，有的比较没有神的尊贵性哈，有时候比较容易放弃。
The animal, they don't have much of the noble characteristic of God, so they easily give up.
所以那个大象小时候啊，你要人家在训练大象的小象的时候呢，他用铁链啊把它绑在桩上面哦，他怎么踢踢不走，等到大了用一个草绳绑，他就不会再踢了。其实他一踢就走掉了。
So when the way how they train out elephant is when they were young, they chain him with iron chains, and no matter how he struggled, he could not get out. He cannot break free. So later, when he grew up, even if people just chaining up with a straw, a rope made of straw, he will not try to struggle.
啊，没有毅力啊。
Even though he can easily break apart because he have no perseverance.
啊，今天呢，我们都不是退后入沉沦的人了，我们都是啊，主耶稣啊。喜爱的可以继续前进的人。
Today we are not those who lag behind into condemnation, but we are those who are loved by the Lord and continue until salvation.
你们记不记得今年的那个奥运啊？美国在跑400公尺 relay 哈，就是接力赛，四千，就是在接做跑接力赛的时候呢，预赛的时候发生一件事情。
Do you remember in this Olympic when they were doing the relay race, in the preliminary race, something happened?
本来四个人跑第一棒应该是跑很快的才对，美国也是派一个跑很快的在跑第一棒。
So the first person in the relay should be the one that runs really fast. So United States also sent someone who can run really fast.
可是呢，他跑倒数第二名呢。
But he ran...the second last place.
他觉得很奇怪，为什么会这样子？
Everyone thought it was very strange. How did this happen?
他怎么那么失常？以前都跑很快的。
He used to run very fast. How come this particular time he ran very slow?
后来报纸报道，其实他是才是这一次奥运真正的英雄。
But then the newspaper later described him as the true hero of this Olympic.
他说啊，其实他那个应该跑两百码，他刚好跑到一半的时候，他突然听到他的左脚啪一声这样子了。
But actually, maybe he was supposed to run 200 meters, but at 100 meters, he hear a crack in his leg.
所以从一半之后呢，他说他事实上是用一只脚在跑啊。
So starting from the half point onward, he's running with only one leg.
那多少人可能就用走的走出那个赛跑的场地了
？How many people will just walk away?
但是呢，他说他每一步啊都会掉眼泪，痛到都要掉眼泪呢。他继续的把那剩下的一百码把它跑完了。
Every step that he took, he can feel the pain, excruciating pain. He would shed some tears, but he continued to endure to that final 100 meter.
所以我们盼望我们服侍神呢、啊，有神国勇士的毅力啊。
So I hope we serve God with this perseverance of the warrior, mighty warrior of God. We have a theological school here for about 3 years.
是不是？差不多哈。
一年半
哦。
可是我都是水头教，这烧三年。
烧三年哈。
两年。
我对大家也是很佩服啊哈。
I feel you are very admirable.
因为那个。煮饭从第一天煮到今天，我觉得这个真的不简单呢。
Because I feel it is really not easy to cook from the first day until today.
我在想，那个台湾早就请人了，那个、台湾的神学院早就请人在煮了。
I thought the Taiwan theological school they already hired someone to cook.
我现在想，如果我们这里不能煮了，那我们就把学生带到东部去。我们都没有讲员来帮助我们呢、啊，那我们可以享受一下讲员，我们可以服侍一下。
And then I thought if no one can cook, I'll bring the theological students out, and also we invite the instructor to go to the East Coast.
但是诸位能够这么有毅力哈，把这个工作做到如今，真的是感谢神。
But I really thank God for the perseverance that I have seen.
我觉得不简单呢。
I feel it's not easy.
愿主耶稣祝福。
May the Lord bless.
我们服侍神要有毅力。
We need to serve God with perseverance.
这个。勇士啊，第三个特色就是他们很有爱心。
So this war, mighty warrior, the third characteristic is that they are full of love.
我们看撒母耳记下的二十三章。
Second Samuel chapter 23.
撒母耳记下二十三章。
Second Samuel chapter 23.
十一节到十二节。
Verse 11 to 12.
这是第一组的第三名啊。
This is the third person from the first group.
我们来看十一节到十二节。
From 11 to 12.
其次是拉哈人雅基的儿子撒玛。一日非利士人聚集成群在一块红豆长满红豆田里，众民就在非利士人面前逃跑。十二节，撒玛却站在那田间击杀非利士人，救护了那田，足使以色列人大获全胜。请读。
Next to him was Shamath, son of Agi, the Haratite. When the Philistine banded together at a place where was a field full of lentils, Israel's troops fled from them. But Shammai took his stand in the middle of the field. He defended it and struck the Philistines down, and the Lord brought about a great victory.
我在想，哇，这个人哦，为了救护这个田哦，站在田里不动，哎，就在那边杀敌人呢。
This person, Shammai, he wanted to save the field, so he took his stand in the middle of the field.
我在想，是不是他很喜欢吃红豆啊？
Maybe because he really liked this lentils.
我在想想，应该不是了
哦。I think.It should not be the case.
这我们知道战争的时候，如果你种番薯，番薯不太需要照顾。
We know in the time of war, people plant potato because potato doesn't need much care.
那个番薯大概有露啊，有时候下雨啊，大概可以自己长啊。
Sometimes it rains, sometimes there's dew in the morning, and it will just grow up by itself.
那红豆这种东西是比较娇的，你没有好好照顾哦，大概没办法长得很好。
But lentils, because they are more fragile, so it needs much care to grow up well.
那这个红豆田在战争的时候可以养活多少人的生命呢？
And this field full of lentils, how many people can it feed during the time of war?
那为了保全多少人的生命呢？他就是站在那边，无论怎么样，你不可以把这个田把它毁坏掉。
So he stands right here defending this field, not wanting the enemy to destroy it.
这个是他一个爱人的心啊。
This is his heart of love.
你看圣经上里面在谈勇士，有时候谈到他们那个很感人的爱。
In the Bible, when they talk about these warriors, sometimes we can see, their act of love that is very touching.
13节到17节又讲到另外一个爱的故事。
And 13 verse 17 onward talk about another story of love.
那个13节说收割的时候有30个勇士当中的三个人呢下到亚杜兰洞去见大卫了。腓力士的军兵在利华因谷安营14节。
14.
那时大卫在山寨腓力士人在营的营房在伯利恒。他们营房刚好在伯利恒哦。
This is verse 14. They were at Bethlehem.
啊，这个腓力士人哦。
And that's the camp of the Philistines.
我们看十五节啊。
15.
大卫可想说，甚愿有人将伯利恒城门井旁的水打来给我喝啊。请读。
David longed for water and said, "Oh, that someone would give me a drink of water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem."
大卫是在伯利恒长大的。
David grew up at Bethlehem.
这是梦里的故乡啊。
This is dream hometown.
那个故乡的水特别甜啊。
And he feels this water from his hometown is extra sweet.
小弟也有这个感觉。
I have this same type of feeling as well.
第一年到国外留学的时候
，The first year when I came abroad to study,
每天晚上12点、11点就会想，哎呀，那个故乡的小马场的担子已经过来了。
Every night about 11-12 o'clock, I remember in my hometown this person who is selling this wonderful snack has come again.
所以你就会想这些东西啊。
So these are the things that you keep on reminding yourself of.
所以他就这样随便想一想，哎呀，这好希望有人哦，能够拿给我那个井旁的伯利恒井旁那个城门旁的井水，哇，这个不晓得多好啊。
So he just longed for the water. He missed the water. So he said, "Oh, someone would get me a drink of water."
想不到就是随便讲一讲而已啦，哈。
He's just saying it.
16节啊，这三个勇士就闯过腓力士人营盘，从伯利恒城门旁的井里打水，拿来奉给大卫，他却不肯喝，将水奠在主面前说：17节，主啊，这三人冒死去打水，这水好像他们的血一般，我断不敢喝。如此，大卫不肯喝，这是三个勇士所做的事情啊。你看，请那个读16节、17节。
16. So the three mighty men broke through the Philistine line, drew water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem, and carried it back to David. But he refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out before the Lord. Far be it from me, O Lord, to do this, he said. Is it not the blood of men who went at the risk of their lives? And David would not drink it. Such were the exploits of the three mighty men.
我每次读到这里，我就想到自己看过一个纪录片。
Every time when I read this passage, it reminded me of a documentary.
你知道那个美国跟德国在打仗的时候啊，第二次世界大战。
And the Second World War when United States were fighting with the Germans.
那德军哦，想要炸掉啊，美国啊，想要炸掉德军的一个水库啊。
And the United States, the Army of United States, want to destroy a water dam for of the German.
因为其实啊，水资源在战争的时候是很重要的。
Because this water resources is very important during the wartime.
那刚好水库下面那条河呢，河旁边呢，住满了很多这个德军呢。
And at the bottom of this river from the dam, there were so many military people living there.
那如果把这个水库炸掉哦，不只是破坏他们的水资源啊，甚至他们的阿兵哥会被淹死。
So if this water dam was to be destroyed, not only does the water resources were depleted, also the flood would kill a lot of German soldiers.
啊，所以他们就在那个纪录片在谈哦，美国人哦，必须要学习怎么样低灰，透过能够避过雷达，然后在低灰的同时呢，丢下那个一个炸弹哦，那个像酒桶一样的炸弹。
So the Americans, the Air Force, they had to practice how they can fly very low so they can not be detected by radar, and they will have to be able to drop a bomb as huge as a wine barrel.
那个丢下来的时候呢，必须要那个酒桶啊，有点像我们打水漂这样子哦，它要滚滚滚滚到那个水坝的墙，砰一声，然后。那个水就冲出来，不可以这样丢下去，存在水里面，这样不行的。
And they have to do it. They have to throw the barrel of bomb in a way like sling the stone, and they have to throw it down, let it roll a little bit, and hit the wall of the water dam.
真的呢，我那个纪录片里面哦，那个德军哦，飞到下来要炸水库的时候，不，美军啊，追下来要炸水库的时候呢，你就看到德军啊，防守的德军就砰砰砰砰砰，怎么要打，把飞机打下来啊。
So in the documentary, you can see this American airplane came, fighter jet came down, wanting to bomb the water dam, and then the German soldier was shooting at it.
那你这个景象再来回想这个故事，当时的水资源一定很重要的，那敌军又住宅在那里，这三个人要取水是要真的冒生命危险的。
So at that time, the water resources is so precious. In order to get to this water, these three person really risked their life.
所以他会怎么敢喝呢？
So how would David dare to drink such
water? 这是他们的血啊，他把它奉献在神面前，不敢喝啊。
This is their blood, so he dare not to drink it, so he offer it to the Lord.
小弟要说的就是，你看他们之间的那种爱哦，阿兵哥爱这个长官。这个长官呢，真的是也能够体恤这些勇士的爱心哦。我自己也不敢喝。你看，这个是心心相惜，这个爱的交流。
So what I wanted to point out is the love between the general and the soldier. The soldier loved the general, so they risked their life, and the soldier risked their life for the general because they loved the general. The general also loved the soldier because he respected the love that they put in. So you can see their fellowship of love.
我们来看23章的第37节。
Let's take a look at chapter 23, verse 37.
这里有一个奇就是比较奇特的描写。
Here is a more interesting description.
那个下半段在讲到呢，比路人拿哈来是给希鲁雅儿子约押拿兵器的。哎，连给约押拿兵器的人哦，他都是勇士哦。
Now this man, Naharai, the Bethorite, the armor bearer of Joab,Now, even the armor bearer was a mighty warrior.
但是你找仔细找这个37个名单哦，约押的名字不在里面。
But if you take a look at these 37 people, Joab's name was not found in here.
为什么？
Why not?
是约押本来就是一个大能的勇士，却名字没有上榜。
Joab, who was a mighty warrior, but his name was not found here.
因为这个人一点爱心都没有。
Because there was no love found in this person.
这个人哦，在平常的时候杀死了私心啊。杀死了两个可以做大将军的人才，也包括亚尼尔。
Because of his own selfish intentions, he killed two potential generals in the peaceful time.
所以今天我们说要成为神国的勇士哦，不只是我们要有能力，这靠祷告来的；不是我们有毅力，这靠盼望来的。我们哦还要有爱心呢。
So today to be the good warrior, mighty warrior of God. Not only do we need to pray to receive strength, not only do we need to hope to have this perseverance, but we need to also have love.
哥林多前书十三章讲啊，如果啊，我能够讲很多种语言，但是没有爱，我像鸣的锣响的靶一样。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says, even though if I can speak many tongues, but if without love, I'm just like a sounding gong.
如果我可以行神迹，没有爱，我算不得什么。
If I can perform miracles, but without love, I am of nothing.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们也可以有各样的特质，但是不能没有爱。
So dear brother and sisters, today we may have many characteristics, but one thing we cannot lack is love.
其实爱哦，是从我们旁边的人开始做起啦。
So love starts off with the people beside us.
爱神不只是到非洲去传福音啊，爱神其实哦，就是倒一杯凉水给我们里面的小子一个喝，就是爱了。
When we love God, it doesn't mean we have to go to Africa to preach in the pioneering areas. We can start off by giving a cup of water to the little one beside us.
我们常说，现在年轻人喜欢拯救地球，不喜欢帮妈妈洗碗呢。
So we say the youth today they like to save the world, but they don't want to wash the dishes for their parents.
这个是爱没有好好的实现在我们的旁边呐、啊，里面的人上面。
That is the love not being properly executed to the people around you.
诸位，你觉得教会的哪一个人你印象最深？你真的很怀念这个人。
So if you think about it in church, which person is most memorable to you?
我不知道你讲什么。小弟印象最深的就是那些真的很有爱心的长辈。
I don't know who you are thinking about, but as for me, I think about those senior.Members who are full of love.
想到他们不是说哦，他们布道的时候啊，你看多有能力在布道，祷告的时候多有能力在祷告。想到的是他们生活上一些细节哈、哦，那些啊对待那些弟兄姐妹那种爱心，实在很感人呢、啊。
From what I don't remember much about how powerful their sermon is or how powerful they prayed, but I remember the little details in which they show love to of care and care of to other brothers and sisters.
我还记得小弟当神学生的时候。
I remember when I was a theological student.
我们当时都是跟讲员啊在跑。
We ran with the instructor.
我对一个讲员印象很深刻。
There was one instructor I remember him very well.
那一个晚上哦，他绕了很久，就是要找一间他们那个城里面最好吃的一个 burger 的店，要请我们这个神学生来吃 burger.
He went around the town for a long time, wanting to find this burger place, which he thought was really good for the theological students.
我真的印象很深刻，就是那个小细节。
It's one minor detail, but I remember it very well.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们呢。
So may the Lord.Jesus Christ, help us.
让我们大家都能够成为喜乐都教会神国的勇士。
That we may become Cerritos, the mighty warrior in Cerritos Church for the kingdom of God.
感谢主，我们的很多工啊，在这边我们都可以做。
Thank God, many holy work we can be done here.
你们这里是工人的摇篮。
This is the cradle for holy workers.
很多福气啊，都在这里。
Many blessings can be found here.
我们盼望我们有更多的勇士。
And I hope.Many more warriors will come from here.
有能力，有毅力，有爱心。
Full of power, full of perseverance, and full of love.
我们一起来唱诗。
We'll sing hymn
416首。
416.